I can do it too. I won't give up. The pressure built inside her chest and behind her eyes until she could no longer contain it. With a shout, she flung her arms out to the sides and willed the spell she didn't yet understand to do what it was meant to do. The black cloud erupted with a flash of light, and a massive shadow bird that smelled like ash and smoke and power lurched from her chest, and the shadowed mass between her hands at the same time. The creature uttered its own cry, a warning shriek that might have been defiance, and soared over the choppy waters of the sea until it vanished against the darkened horizon. Inside the 2002 Winnebago Adventurer behind them, which they'd driven across North America, South America, and now Europe, the silver heron coin on the shelf above her side of the bed rattled and darkened with a dense black shadow. In the next moment, it fell still. By the time she could no longer see the last fluttering wisps of her magic's black smoke, she was on her knees in the sand, breathing heavily. Romeo had already dropped beside her.
Lily? He put a gentle hand on her back. Are you okay?
She sighed, felt the softness of the beach beneath the backs of her hands, and turned her head to look at him with a smirk. Well, that was something, wasn't it? He huffed a wary laugh and stared in the direction of wherever her shadow bird had gone.
Yeah, that was definitely something. Now you're done for tonight, right?
No. Lily swallowed and set one foot on the sand so she could push herself up. That was a step in the right direction for sure. But I can't stop until I work out how that spell operates and how it'll open the...
Whoa.
He caught her when she swayed sideways and almost tripped over him. While he steadied her, he scrambled to his feet and couldn't help but frown.
You can stop. You have to. This is wearing you out, and I'm not exactly sure how safe it is to keep going like this when you can barely stand. Plus, it's almost completely dark. So, how about dinner and sleep?